sometimes it feels like the road is my home. That's the title song from the CD Mississippi Mile, the third solo record from John Oates. Oates, who, as half of the duo Hall & Oates, embraced the soul, R&B, and doo-wop of his youth, now channels the influence of the Mississippi Delta on American music. Tomorrow night, John Oates will deliver his passion for folk, roots, and blues music on stage at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. His new CD includes originals and reimagined blues and rock and roll classics. He covers Elvis, Lieber and Stoller, Percy Mayfield, what he calls a musical autobiography of his taste.
Of all the things that matter to me as a kid, growing up, learning how to play the guitar and singing, and the stuff that turned me on, really, as a kid, to be a musician and want to do this. And so, you know, obviously it could have been a triple, quadruple album, but, you know, I just picked the touchstones of the things that really felt right to me, felt like, hey, you know, if you combine a little bit of Curtis Mayfield with a little Chuck Berry and a little Elvis and a little Mississippi John Hurt, that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Well, it's all right. See, it's all right.
The CD was recorded in Nashville, and John Oates says he was looking for a certain kind of recording experience, one that did away with what he calls paralysis by analysis. He wanted to grab some of the best musicians in Nashville that he could find, friends like Sam Bush, Becca Bramlett, and Mike Henderson. Then, as an ensemble, they could play music they've loved for years and see what happens. He wanted a professional but loose atmosphere in the studio.
Loose is exactly the correct word to use. You know, tight and loose at the same time. And by that I mean the approach was loose, but the playing is tight because the musicians are so darn good. You know, when you take people like Joey Douglas and Sam Bush and Becca Bramlett and Mike Henderson, you put them in a room together, the playing is going to be superlative. That's just what you get when you get these incredible players together. What we did was we recorded in a very original old style. We got together, we sat in a circle, we looked at each other, and we roughed out the arrangements in our head, really, and then we just played.
He says there were no more than one or two takes recorded for each song and sparse overdub work on any of the album. Spontaneity was encouraged and led to one of the originals that John Oates wrote for the CD. He says he was determined to cover a song by one of his favorite songwriters, Doc Watson. And since the recording session was taking place just about a month after last year's devastating flood in Nashville, the Watson classic Deep River Blues seemed a natural nominee. But the version John Oates says he was working up in the studio was, in his words, just mediocre and not worth recording.
And I said, man, you know, we're never gonna top this. You know, the Doc Watson version of this. Why bother?
Slowly, though, a collaboration began inside the studio as musicians stretched Doc Watson's chords and Oates began filling in with some lyrics. And things began to gel.
I thought about it and I said, man, Deep River Blues, Deep River, the Nashville flood, it all seemed to make sense to me. And then, you know, and then after having done it, of course, I wrote the song about the Nashville flood. And then I said, you know what, interestingly enough, this is kind of like a microcosm of how American pop music and rock and roll evolved from the blues. You know, from an original song, people took the idea and changed it and adapted it and morphed it into something else.
Dark clouds come on Sunday morning, the thunder rolls and the rain keep a-pouring down, down.
The CD Mississippi Mile is a sincere but fun salute to the music of John Oates' youth. And he says, when considering the songs of his youth, that could certainly include a chance for John Oates to cover John Oates.
what I want, you got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle, the candle feeds flame. Yeah, what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams is scattered.
I was playing a blues riff just in between takes, and I started singing You Make My Dreams Come True, just as a, almost kind of as a joke. And everybody liked it, and they put this Texas swing feel behind it. And I thought, man, now that, I would have never in a million years imposed this Texas swing feel on that 80s pop song. But you know what it does, I think it just shows that it's just a good song, and a good song can be interpreted and done in a lot of different ways, so that was pretty cool.
On a night when bad dreams become a screamer, when I'm messing with a dreamer.
John Oates will play tomorrow night at the UARC Bowl beginning at 8 o'clock. Doors will open at 7. More information can be found online at uarcballroom.com. John Oates' new CD is titled Mississippi Mile, and you can learn more about him at johnoates.com. This is Ozarks at Large.
Dream.